Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
This is exciting for her. It's exciting for the country, but frankly, it is exciting for the possibilities that exist for the little Black girl sitting watching this to recognize that she can aspire to lead this country in a variety of ways.
It means a lot to a lot of people that California Senator Kamala Harris is Joe Biden's pick for vice president, says Glenda Carr. She co-founded Higher Heights almost a decade ago to promote Black women in politics, and she says the face of leadership is changing.
In addition to having a Black woman running as a vice president running mate, there is a record number of women who ran for office in 2020, and there's a record number of Black women who are nominees, both Republican and Democrat.
The attacks on Harris came quickly. President Trump and his allies critique she's too liberal. During the presidential primary, Harris embraced some more progressive policies than Biden, but she's been more criticized by some left-wing Democrats for her record as a tough prosecutor. Harris would be the first Black and Asian American vice president and the first Black woman to be a major party's nominee. University of Florida professor Sharon Austin studies African American women in politics. She's not surprised Biden chose Harris.
During the campaign, during debates, she handled herself extremely well. Her campaign was going well. She just ran out of funding. And that's something that happens to a lot of female candidates and a lot of candidates of color.
Good news at the polls yesterday. Elections for two state runoffs and four primaries went fairly smoothly. Connecticut held the country's last Democratic presidential primary just before next week's mostly virtual Democratic National Convention. In Georgia and Wisconsin, which had two of this year's most fraught elections, there were no hours-long lines or poll worker shortages and fewer absentee ballots lost in the mail. Milwaukee, Wisconsin's biggest city, had 168 polling places, still not the usual 180, but a lot better than just five in April. In Atlanta, faith leader and civic organizer Billy Michael Honor worked election protection.
There were the normal just failures of administration. There were some polling sites that just weren't open at 7 for whatever reason. And that happens. We see that, unfortunately, every time.
Still, Georgia's turnout was lower than its June primary, typical for a runoff election. For November, Honor recommends as much early voting as possible.
I just think that there are lots of people who are trying to make elections better and trying to protect people's right to vote and people's votes to be counted. And I think their work is paying off in a lot of ways, but there's still a long way to go.
In two closely watched races, Minnesota's 5th District freshman representative Ilhan Omar beat her well-funded Democratic primary challenger, attorney Antoine Melton Moe. And Marjorie Taylor Greene won Georgia's Republican runoff for the 14th House District, despite critiques of her past racist, anti-Semitic, and Islamophobic comments and her support for fringe conspiracy theory QAnon. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.